But first, the trial resumes tomorrow for Lee Boyd Malvo, who's one of two men accused in a series of sniper shootings around Washington, D.C. He faces the death penalty. His lawyers argue that he was manipulated by his accomplice, John Allen Muhammad. And NPR's Jackie Northam has been watching the first 3 weeks of this trial and shares her observations.
Over the past 3 weeks, a certain ritual has developed in the Chesapeake courtroom. Each day, Lee Boyd Malvo is escorted by burly police officers through a side door of the courtroom. Then there's a clinking sound as deputies in the hallway gather up the shackles Malvo's just been released from. By the time he's reached the defense table, four rows of reporters are craning their necks and furiously writing down what color sweater and shirt Malvo is wearing. Note if he flashed a smile at his lawyers, or if he looked tired, worn, or upset. The one way Malvo always looks is young, much younger than his 18 years. At times, he looks as though he should be out chasing a frisbee or girls instead of sitting in this courtroom. That is, until you hear the audio tapes. The haunting recordings were made while Malvo was being questioned by the police and FBI agents shortly after his arrest. Malvo was born and raised in Jamaica, but he has a flat American accent. There's little remorse in his voice. In fact, the only regrets he seems to have are that he did not kill everyone he took a shot at and that he was caught. He sounds brazen, sometimes coy, as he describes how he chose his targets and about his training. He said he practiced shooting at paper plates. They represented people's heads. The surgeons and medical examiners that have testified describe what the bullets did to the victims' bodies. There's a very small entrance wound, but then there's a cone-like effect. The bullet rips through major organs and arteries before leaving a baseball-size exit wound. There have been many gruesome pictures of the victims displayed at the trial, particularly pictures of Linda Franklin, whose murder Malvo has been charged with. Her family members sit with other victims' families in the first two rows of the courtroom. Franklin's daughter closes her eyes and lowers her head whenever the pictures of her mother are shown on the large screen. Franklin's husband, William, often checks how the jury is reacting to a piece of evidence. It's difficult to distinguish what is worse for the families, to see pictures of the remains of the loved ones battered and bloodied, or to hear defense witnesses describe Malvo as a sweet, loving person. The one description of Malvo that comes up time and time again to the point where it's almost expected is obedient. It's a word that's used by his childhood friends, now bright, articulate college students who took the stand. It's a word used by Malvo's former teachers and his relatives. The older witnesses described how Malvo quickly forged strong bonds with adults, particularly men. The defense are trying to create an image of a lonely, vulnerable boy who was often abandoned by his mother and desperately wanted a father figure, which is where John Allen Muhammad comes in. The defense said it would present its case in three stages: Malvo's life, Muhammad's life, and finally their life together over the past 3 years. The defense will start laying out that final stage this week, including a series of mental health experts. Jackie Northam, NPR News.